Now recording. What is going on, XCFL Network? It is the Hit Stick Podcast coming at you with our first episode of season 70, the big 7-0. With me tonight, we got the Cock household in Bracken and Guac and the Oklahoma native, Smooth Grizzly. Gentlemen, how are we feeling?
Fantastic.
I don't know if well. Say that.
Like the Cock household?
Yeah, I don't.
You embraced it earlier today.
Yeah. Would you? Yeah, you called it the cock fight.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny.
Name the stream like cock fight number 7.
Yeah, Kevin and Guac equals cock. It's the best way to do it. But anyway, who won that one?
Did
Bracken win?
It was ugly.
It was an ugly rain game, dude. It was nasty.
So I don't know if anybody has gotten this, but. Uh-oh. We had a rain game scenario that didn't show up for either one of us pre-game. And then afterwards, I got XP for it, and because he lost, he got his team hurt.
It was sad.
Interesting. I don't even know. Like, it makes no sense. If you both don't click on it, sometimes it rains. If one click, like, it happens and it's going to happen. It's pretty wild.
Right.
It didn't pop up for either of us.
17 on our way. It was just a disgusting game.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's no surprise in the result there because Guac can't beat Rob. But anyways, we figured we'll do a little podcast highlighting, you know, current standings, maybe a little season outlook over things going to happen. Everything's kind of opened up. I think a lot of excitement in the league right now, a lot of new users. And I think they're faring pretty well. You know, it's hard. We've all been new before, and you sometimes you get a terrible roster, and you have to try to, you know, just stick out the rest of the cycle. But a lot of these users this cycle got some really good rosters, and are sitting in good spots where they could, kind of enjoy the rest of the cycle, and maybe win some games. Outside of our boy John, who had to take over that garbage Rams roster, which I feel so bad for. But he's a good guy, so I'm happy he's here. What has been your guys' early, you know, Brad, let's start with you, early thoughts on any of the new users, whether it's activity, gameplay, you know, energy, what?
So, first off, welcome back. Hey, Bob. And
Zeth.
And Zeth. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And Drew. Well, I guess Drew's been back.
Drew's been back for a little bit. I'm not welcoming him.
Yeah,
that guy. I know. I like the energy of John, and I like the energy of Thad. I think that once they get comfortable here and they get acclimated to the rule set, they're going to be really good members for us.
Yeah, Zeth had a big win against Boone last night. Classic Boone fashion where Zeth was up by 7 with the ball, and Boone's like, wow, he's going to run out the clock. And it's like, well, yeah, he's winning and has the ball with three minutes to go. What do you want him to do? Grizz, have you played any of the new users yet?
I don't think so.
We know Smitty did. this chat today was – oh, we can get into that another time. No, I haven't played any, but – you know, the activity in chat's been good, which I'll take every day of the week. And it's good to have guys come back. I think the last cycle Zeth this year was like, I think the Saints that won a couple, like Madden 18 maybe?
He was the Chiefs for us for a bit.
He was Chiefs when Grizz was on staff.
Yeah. I was like, hey, they say you're, like, too good with Tyreek. Oh, yeah. Chill out. And he was like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I don't know. Just don't.
That was where streaks were pretty broken. And Tyreek was having, like, 50 yards of catch. And they were all going for touchdowns.
Whatever you're doing, just stop.
Don't do it anymore.
Don't do it as often. Yeah, that was bad. And then I know he was the Saints because then Irek took over for the Saints. This time they get the swap, and he takes over for Irek's roster. So that's fun.
Never seen him in the same room.
That's true. Guac, what about you? Have you put in the new users yet?
I played Zeth. It was a great game. It was kind of, you know, obviously first game back kind of thing. Played a great game. I really like Thad's energy. I haven't played him yet, but I think he grew really comfortable, especially in main chat really early, which is really nice to see. It felt nice to see the league kind of welcome him with open arms and just, his four fingers, you know.
He's got to slow down a little bit. Look over the rules a little bit more, which is, you know, kind of expected. He joined the server, played his tryout game, and it was just good timing where he was, you know, we trusted that he, you know, came from that, the Chaos and Quacks League.
Right.
And I think he will be a good member because even when I've hit him with a couple, hey, you got to work on this, he's like, absolutely, I'll get it. So, you know, good. That's all that really matters. But yeah, just got to slow down. You know, he jumped right into the game. He barely even got to read the rules before he was in the league. So,
right.
But I have high hopes for all those guys that just joined. Hopefully turn into, you know, cycle on guys for us because we lost a couple key guys. So who knows? But anyways, let's get into these standings. Neon should be pretty updated, but let's start in the AFC. Cause that's going to be the interesting conference this year. You lose, you know, probably the two best users in that side in Jiggy and Jack. Who probably had two of the better rosters as well. So you got Quacks in the top. Busy gets a force on this week, so he's up to 3-1. Jacksonville should be 2-2, but got a BS win over the the Raiders with that concede little glitch that's been going on. Baltimore 3-1. We got a lot of 3-1 teams down there. Grizz, let's start with you because you're on FC. Who's your early favorite here to win the AFC?
In the AFC? Finish
the regular season up top of the AFC. Let's go.
Who's gonna finish the regular season atop the AFC? That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Let's start there.
That's tough. I like a few teams. You know, I like the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Chargers. I think it's gonna come from there. If it's not them, it's the Ravens. Yeah, but I'll go with the Chargers. I don't know if I've ever played them. Maybe I did last season. I'm not sure. But I like what he's about. And, you know, he's got Herbert. He's slinging it. So I'll take the Chargers to win the regular season AFC. Kind of like they used to do with Phillip Rivers.
There you go. He's playing well. Wins this season over new Rams user, John Sparty. Badger and then Busy, so not too many big wins to start here.
Yeah,
it's a little bit tougher, but
to qualify my response, that was on the spot. I didn't get to really dig into
no,
it.
No, for sure. No, just off the feel, you know. Don't have to look at his.
I need an out.
No, I got you. You're good. I think he was my pick to win the AFC, fresh off the draft. So, Racky, what about you? You can say yourself if you'd like to.
I'm going to
be a real VB, be a real VBD thing like to do.
Absolutely, yeah, it's got to be me. Taking the easy way out, pussy. It's gotta be me.
Gotta be me. You're sitting at 3-1, barely beat Guac. Don't see why you wouldn't put yourself. Took a miraculous comeback to beat Pride. Lost to division rival Busy. Barely beat the new Colts guy. Yeah, why wouldn't it be you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it Kadeem, the new running back that's your guy here or what?
I'm a big fan.
Or is it still the passing game?
It's got to be the passing game, but I'm a big fan of Kadeem.
Makes other fast guys look not fast.
Actually.
Yeah. So it's you, huh?
Yes,
sir. You like your chances against the other big dogs?
Well, Quax hasn't beaten me yet. So from the AFC West, it would be Chaos, who I'm 0-2 against. But I think that we've got his number from the second half of that playoff game. VBD maybe, but I'm still taking me.
Well, the reason I didn't take VBD, he said his division's still really tough. So I think
Hey Bob. Hey Bob was a playoff user his last couple seasons before he left. So I expect him to come in and compete for at least a wild card spot and push for that division title.
Guac, did you like? What do you think about Brackett's choice? You think he got it?
So, not that his fucking ego needs it, but I was actually going to say Brackett because I don't see anybody that he can't beat in the AFC. I think
can't beat Busy.
Let's playoff bracket's a little bit different than Busy, but Busy has to make the playoffs. You know, let's be all due respect about regular season record.
Hold on. Playoff bracket has never done anything, so let's stop that real quick.
Playoff bracket zero, is Busy.
Zero Super Bowls, so playoff bracket is just as good as playoff Busy. If we're going that
time
way.
Time out.
You can't come in with a playoff bracket.
You have to make the playoffs to have a playoff, you know, anyway.
Uh-huh. I'm sensing some cock favoritism from Guac on this one.
Well, I mean, if I can beat VBD, so can Brackett. All right, so let's just throw VBD off that list. Go ahead.
I don't know. You can't beat Rob, and Brackett still can beat Rob.
Hold on. Transitive property is
not working on this one.
I think if he can get past the Broncos, I think he's got a fair shot at it. But
we're talking about regular season record.
Yeah, your division's trash. What about Drew here? Anyone got Drew? Give him Drew a shot.
No, what? He's going to be suspended by the playoffs.
More Super Bowl wins than Brackett.
I don't know. I don't think that roster had anything going on.
Wait, hold on. Who? The only people in the AFC with the Super Bowl are who? VBD, Drew. That's it. Ooh, it's wide open over there. Yeah, wow, that's it. Okay, it's open. Anybody's ready? What about Ebanks? Anybody got Ebanks?
No,
never mind. He's supposed to be 2-2. Badger would be 3-1 though. I feel like he's when he plays well, he's on. He's always in it going into the last week. Dude, oh man. That we can get into that later on, but the fact that we can't reset game results as a commissioner is just so dumb. I could see how there would be a problem in some leagues where a commissioner was just going through and resetting like everything, but like, I feel like that would be.
I mean,
so
I don't know
useful.
If we've tried, but have we tried to set a force win after a game's been played?
No, it doesn't do anything.
Okay.
Very unfortunate. There's a reset option, but it's just a reset if you have a force win set, so not the actual game.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they have an update or they're. Update tomorrow, so hopefully it's an update on that to fix those. AFC, I'm probably going Quax. I think, yeah, probably Quax and Brackett. If Busy wouldn't be such an Eeyore and would just play the game, Eeyore. I think Busy can beat anybody. I think he can beat anybody on that side. Busy, you know, the last two cycles
yeah.
put together
no,
some
I
really
agree with
good
you.
Seasons. I just don't know why, like, after he loses Tua, he just, like, refuses to get an actual quarterback and just is rolling with some bum. I feel like some users can roll with the bum. Other users, it helps having, a good quarterback. But, yeah, he was, keep that busy and grizz sometimes. They shoot themselves in the foot when they get a little negative on themselves.
Never.
let's shift focus. Well, Tennessee. Oh, I gotta mention Rugger. Rugger's 3-1 as well here.
Yeah, he his defense destroyed me.
Oh yeah, you guys played Week 1. That was an ugly one for Hurts. Hurts in the game.
Yeah, we threw like 6 or 7 picks that were terrible reads. His defense played well, but somehow his quarterback has a magical curveball that only Titans receivers can catch. So I guess they work on that in practice.
Right off the guy's hands on yours, yeah. All right, let's move NFC here, then we'll get into some other topics. NFC is going to be interesting. Pride's sitting at 2-1, but he's now going on vacation, so he's gone the rest of the season. So Lions are out. Frees up a playoff spot, probably for maybe another. Maybe Van gets in this year now. Eagles sitting at 3-1. You'd think by Grizzly chat that he's like 0-4. But he's sitting there 3-1.
Traded his for a quarterback.
Yeah, he's freaking out about quarterback. And now, yeah, bringing in Will Levis. We'll see how that goes. Jared Dobbs 3-1. Jared's been to what, two Super Bowls or so far this cycle?
He's been two, yeah.
I think it went Jared, then Tosh, then Jared from our side.
Yeah, something like that.
No, Pride. Pride, Tosh, Jared? Pride definitely lost the Super Bowl to Jared.
Pride went?
Maybe.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Pride's been in the NFC Championship 2 of the 3 years at least. We can fact check that later.
Jared was in the first one, and Jared was in the last one.
So Jared must have beat Pride in the first one. Well, the first one to get to the Super Bowl. You got who? Tosh is sitting at 3-1 after another win. Boone at 2-2. Tide Pod 3-1. Yeah, there's a lot of 3-1 teams league wide right now. Are we going with Jared as a favorite? You going with Tosh?
I'm going with Nick Larson. I'm going with Nick Larson because Nick Larson's going to win it all. He's going to win it all because there's no one in the AFC to beat, right?
Bad time to tell you.
I feel like somebody didn't read.
Nick Larson might miss the playoffs due to vacation, so that'll be interesting. We'll see.
I take.
We'll see how that goes. It all depends if we play more games over Christmas or less games over Christmas. It could time up, right? You know. I feel like I can beat Boone on a backbone. What about so you're going with Seattle? Not a bad pick. We'll just assume that Blackburn probably misses the first playoff game again. Maybe the second. Chris, what about you? You going with yourself like Bracken did?
Definitely, yeah, for sure. I'm a super consistent player. I don't see any reason why I couldn't win out. I'll probably never lose another game if we're being completely honest.
Top tier early GG.
No, I think it's got to be if you're going on vacation, Pride's going on vacation. That leaves Tosh and Jared, which is usually just a coin toss. And if Pride's on vacation and that means Force wins, I'll just go with Tosh.
Yeah, you know, Tide Pod was looking good last year. Had some big wins against some good teams.
Is legit. Yeah, he's legit. But
it's legit, but like what you know, it is kind of what Glock said. Not making fun of, you know, in all seriousness, but like the games in the playoffs are much different than regular season. When he matched up with Tosh in the playoffs, I think he lost 31-0 or something. Just one of those things that which, you know, for him it's experience. I think he's only been to the playoffs once. Everything changes, you know.
That you have to play completely different than you did.
Yeah, super conservative. I mean, like, but it is, you know, against him, he's just sitting there on the D tackles and he alternates which D tackle he uses and he gets a ton of pressure. But when you know someone is going to be using there, it makes it significantly easier to, you know, avoid that. You really just can't get down against him because if you get down and he can just, you know, insta shed the rest of the game, you're in trouble. I think Van saw that one when Van was just chucking picks left and right. Yeah, it's going to be, yeah. For me, it all comes down to vacation. I still, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Both conferences wide open again, I think. I think we'll see some cool Super Bowl matchups. Anything that jumps out of you guys looking at the standings, someone who might not be, I mean, Braps 1-3. What else we got?
Rugger being 3-1.
Yeah.
Rugger being 3-1 for
Smitty.
Sure.
That's interesting, Smitty but really, also, like, I haven't followed what he was doing, and, like, Jiggy's out of their way now, so they probably have more interest, you know, to try harder and everything.
So. Ebanks and Nyree haven't really, you know, won more than 9 games a season, so it's not like Rugger's at this huge disadvantage against those two. But then you got, you know, the new user sad with the loaded roster. Who knows what happens there? Sometimes, you know, roster can carry you if it's a close game. What about our boy Brandon? Is Boone?
No, Boone fraud. Court-
no. He's done 2 press conferences, and they've both been after his losses and neither after his wins. So it's just him being like, yeah. My opponent didn't really deserve to win that game. You know, I think we should have beat him. You know, give
he
me someone to win.
Special.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, no, he didn't have to because he just beat you. But that's just Boone for you. I'll take the content. Content's content. The NFC East is always going to be the one that jumps out to me over here because you know, that one is that division is wide open. Chris, you beat Cowboys and Commanders already this year or no?
Yeah.
So you got, you're up 2-0 in that.
Yeah, I think he's gonna struggle until he gets some ratings on his quarterback up there in or I guess down there in Washington. And
he did get the bad traits too.
Does he have? I don't think he has paranoid. I think he has oblivious. Might be. So he's fine.
Yeah, so not paranoid's all bad.
And then Dallas, you know, they're moving some quarterbacks around, and he always plays legit defense. So I wouldn't count him out of the division race. And then, dude, I don't know. RV, he is maybe the most inconsistent user we have this cycle, where he can, like, beat Jack and Jared and then lose to other people. He's beat me, like, 3 straight now, I think. So, I don't know. This division is going to be super weird basically every season. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It really does just come down to who, you know, who beats each other in these regular season games. And right now, it's like you got a little leg up on them. So Dallas did play me really tough. He wouldn't have, like, gave up on a play too early and started sprinting outside the pocket, like straight backwards, and it on like 4th and 2, and ended up costing himself the game. But he was in there. The only thing I don't like, he's just got like 3 tight ends at all the receiver positions, and I just feel like you could just put faster guys there and like do cooler things, you know? Like, a tight end is cool, but if you're throwing him a screen pass sometimes, you're like, I don't know, his one tight end did break a 30-yard touchdown on a screen pass against me, but I don't know, I feel like I'd just rather have a fast guy out there, but, you know, maybe they're better at blocking. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's also fun this Madden too. More people are trying different stuff, and I think the streaks not being like 100%, just throw it up and it's caught. You know, people are doing stuff. I heard Philly has like a 83 speed wide receiver or something. So people are just, you know, not everyone's so like stuck to the meta, and people are just, you drafted your little like 89 speed 5.5 halfback. I think it's fun to see people.
Yeah.
Fun to see people just trying some stuff, you know, and we're not all, well, this guy has to be, you know, 3.3 wins above replacement. He needs to be like as fast as he can be, and he has to have dev.
Oh yeah, because I'll tell you right now, my rookie backup, because my starter's hurt right now, Cooks is hurt, the 5.5 guy. My backup is so much better than him; it's not even funny. But Cooks is going right back as the starter as soon as he gets back. Like, I'm, you know, I'm committed to the slow little dude.
Yeah, and like people are
losing games.
People are playing for plaques, which I don't know if you planned on this. Is that real, or are you just messing with Boone, where you have to win a bunch of your games now?
No, Boone's getting left out. He will be.
If you have
out.
To win a ton, I'm retiring because I can't.
No, it. he fails to realize, like, he thinks we're gonna let 3 dudes in from his team when he has made the playoffs like once off cycle. That's not gonna happen. You know, you'll get your one.
Yeah, you're for
but
sure.
When, you know, he's like, I'm getting this guy. This guy is like, no, 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 dude. With a career 32% win rate as a quarterback, of course he's just chucking some. Who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of important on quarterback, I guess, huh? But like a safety getting punished or like the quarterback in our league definitely like wins or loses the game for sure. So
I'm telling you, Rob's dude, the linebacker last year, he was on the bubble for me. Everyone else is like, he's a lock. I'm like, why is he a lock? Because
so
their offense
tackles.
Sucks. Yeah, but the offense just sucks, so he's on the field more than every other linebacker.
That's,
you know, it's
true.
Just one of those things. I don't know. It just wasn't a lock for me, so, you know, it's going to be interesting. But you're right, though. Definitely more people using these Madden Gen guys trying to make a name for themselves, which is very cool, and it's kind of what I've always wanted, you know? We just got to get a bunch of seasons in, so we get a bunch of them. So I don't know. Yeah, I think, you know, we don't have to get into Super Bowl winners and all that stuff, because I think it's a little far ahead. Any rookies that are jumping off the page you guys this year? I don't know. I'm kind of throwing these questions on the spot at you, so you obviously haven't got the.
We mentioned them earlier, but it's like Learman or something. Charles Learman, I think. The Titans quarterback. I really wanted him, and he got him right before me, and he's playing super well with them. I think I looked up two games earlier, and he didn't throw a pick in either because he's, again, you know, he has that knuckleball. But yeah, he looks legit, bro. If the traits matter, he's got them all. He's got a cannon, and Rugger's playing really well with them too.
It was interesting too because last year, Rugger just went straight to he was going to run the ball 30 times a game, and just not make a mistake, and he did win a lot of games early. And I thought he was going to stick to that.
I think he's kind of doing that. He's not like asking this guy to go out and sling it all over and win the game, but he does, you know, he's like win this play or make a big play on a crosser here or whatever.
Yeah.
They called that a pick he was in.
Oh, 100%. Boy.
Yeah.
I'm way behind.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Dang, they're worse than I thought they were. They're like actually really bad.
Lions just had their game last week. There was the whole fan base shut down and said tank, you know, it was all bad.
Someone got a super sick. Who got that? The top safety.
The
Bengals,
Bengals,
I guess, right? Yeah. So I haven't followed up on him, but he looks sick.
Bracken, well, you any rookies you're keeping your eye on?
It would be Tosh's tight end, or not tight end, the tackle.
Thad Peak.
Yeah, Thad Peak is going to be legit by the end of the year.
I see him next week, which is going to be he's quick. I'm telling you, dude. In my notes, when before draft, I wrote it down on my phone. I got it right here. I had three players written down, in order: Brett Butler, the receiver; Zach Cannon, the other receiver; and then Thad Peak was number three. And then I just ended up after I took Butler, and he was a stud. I said I'm not going to take the risk on Cannon, so I went with the other.
Zach right Cole. Under that, you had F. Grizz, right? And you were like, I'm taking all the Oklahoma State wideouts.
I didn't even realize it, but it's pretty cool. I just haven't played
Owens
yet, really. Yeah, I just haven't played Owens yet. He's just chilling. We're a run-first offense over here, you know?
I'm glad to hear it.
DK, we can work on that DK trade. Probably could, but at this point, you're Super Bowl champ or contender. Clock, what about you? Anybody you got your eyes on over there for Rookie of the Year?
I might be biased, but I like my own safety. Okay. He would be even better if, you know, you'd give him a speed chip. I'm just putting it out.
It's up for debate. It's up for debate. It's up for debate what we're going to do here.
What happened?
He got the there was like eight people that guessed how many combined catches the tight ends would have yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're debating if they all get a speed chip or if we have to find a way to see who gets the speed chip.
Why do they not all get it?
Usually there is a tiebreaker, but this time there wasn't a tiebreaker mentioned.
Didn't it say, like, if you guess this, you get a speed chip? Yeah. And, like, how many different guesses were going to be on, like, combined catches, you know?
True. That's why I said somebody was going to win it, but then hit the most. I think we go with Jared. He guessed it first. Everyone else copied him.
Boo.
That's logically what we do. No, I do think everyone will get a speed chip, which is fun because it basically resets the speed for that guy. He can then get three more speed chips the rest of his career from that spot. So
yeah, I wish I saw that post. If I copied Jared, I would have been in business. Eubanks would have been back on track.
He'd be what, 80, 87?
No, he'd be 85, but then he could go 86, 87, 88 in theory.
Oh, he'd be a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So anytime you want to do another contest, let's go.
I do think I'm going to do a lot of them. I think some of these primetime games and playoffs, like we did Thanksgiving where we had the three games, I think we'll get a couple more of those in where we can, guess the three games and throw some prop bets out there. I think it's a good way for people to, one, be able to still participate in the coaching carousel, but then also be able to still upgrade your players to the 20K by grabbing some extra coins along the way. So,
fun.
Be on the lookout for those.
It's very fun to, like, it's just like sports betting in a way. You're like, you know, it makes the game a little bit more fun.
Yeah, that's what I try to do, especially with the primetime games when there's only one game on, or, you know, it's a boring Sunday. We got nothing else to do. We'll probably do something in the college football playoff, which will be cool too. Thinking maybe we do a bowl pick 'em for just the important bowls that actually matter. we'll see. We got some ideas. I'm going to try to get these X coins out as much as we can, just for the reason I mentioned before. All right, so we're sitting season 70. This is our fourth season.
Right.
We probably got, get to 9 or 10, maybe. Pace has been pretty wild. But it really just comes down to the, so that'll put us at 75. Oof. Man, we're going to be at getting close to 100. We're, 100's what, two cycles away? If still have the game.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know.
Braggett, let's talk the state of the game, though. Actual gameplay. We've had four seasons of it.
Yep.
Do you like it? What do you not like? What do you wish there was, what's your big gripe, I guess, and what do you like?
So, I think that
Not our rules, but the actual gameplay, the game.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that it's almost too easy to be able to run the ball, right? And I'm not saying that on every single play it should be difficult. I'm also not saying that it should be easy on every single play, but we need a more consistent balance because for all four seasons, we're having dudes that are averaging 9 yards a carry. That's insane.
Yeah, outside runs are definitely crazy. I don't want to call it abusive. They're like, it's just so easy because you can run a stretch or like outside, even a toss, and the defense either over pursues and you just cut it right back up the middle, more like a dive almost. But yeah, there's just no, and then the downfield blocking is crazy. This Madden, like they get big blocks and flatten defenders. So I'd agree with you there. It's a problem. We shouldn't see 2,000 plus yards in a season. Ever.
Yeah.
What do you like?
So, I do like that they made some of the passing reads harder to make, right? So it's still all timing and it's still all play calling and making the right decision versus the right coverages, but they made certain windows smaller. So I like that. I think that it adds just a little bit more thought before ripping the ball out. It's not super easy to fit that slot streak in before the safety crashes on it now.
Yeah, in that aspect, I do still wish there was still a sub linebackers jump 18 feet in the air and make a pick. Linebackers in that same position react a little bit better, but still can fit it, right in over their head too often, I feel like.
Right.
Just a liability out there. Grizz, what about you? What do you like? What do you not like?
I like how the DBs play. I feel like it's improved from other years.
Man or zone for you. What do you like best this Madden?
I feel like I get all my picks in zone just when it's a bad read.
Yeah.
And man, I don't get – this is probably just user, skill issue. But, a dude's running across the field. I'm in man coverage. It's a crosser. And my guy's, looks like he's going to jump underneath. And they don't, even if they don't freeform pass it. And then I do the same throw, and it's, picked off. I don't understand what's happening there. But I do like that. The one thing, I think quarterbacks are just so random this year, and I will keep crying about it. But it's this all goes back to the biggest thing, which is affected every Madden, and it's which ratings matter, what don't, what traits matter, what don't. I wish we knew. I just wish we knew. If all this stuff that was implemented in the game did what it actually said it was going to do, it would just be, seems like it would be awesome.
Yeah, that's, randomness is cool because Patrick Mahomes does throw a bad ball every now and again.
Right, right.
But, there's just nothing being oh, this guy does it less than this guy. It's just all random. Guac, what about you, man? What do you like? What do you not like? Or Grizz, did you do what you didn't like? I guess you did, kind of.
I like DBs.
Yeah,
I like the new plays they added. I feel like there's a lot of new stuff. I know people are already tired of the little bubble RPOs, but at least we're getting new stuff to mess with.
Yeah,
I kind of piggyback a little bit off what Grizz was saying about the DB play. I kind of like the way there's more realistic animations downfield as far as swatting animations go, and just DBs reacting to the ball. I might be a little biased, and I have the two best corners in the league, but they play lights out.
Whoa.
No, I mean, just say it. As far as stuff I don't like, I don't like that after how many Maddens we have, we still got guys losing games that they should have won because of Madden glitches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, how are we regressing once again? Last year it was the draft glitch. This year it's bullshit like that. You personally have desynced from how many games? Like,
yeah, that might be a me problem though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just there's a lot.
You got to figure it out. We got to figure it out. I can say confidently.
Right, but it just feels bad for people like Badger who are, you know, winning game. You know, he should have won that game, but instead loses it. And like you said, there's no way to fix it. The stuff like that, not really knowing. You know, he's playing, he's doing everything he can, but he's still losing. Like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah, the big one I don't like, and it's been a consistent problem as well, but just the fact that, like, user pass rush is so easy. Like, it's automatic. It's the easiest it's ever been. Like, it is so much easier than, you know, other than maybe the abilities a couple seasons where you could just, you know, it was automatic. But it is so easy to insta-shed and just ruin plays. But then on the other side, if it's an AI defensive line, there's just no pressure at all. They barely run stop. Like, there has to be some balance where, you know, I see it in the commissioner's chat I'm in. Everyone is blowing it up like, how do you get pressure with four? How do you get pressure with four? And I'm like, the only way is to user it. Like, you know, like, and the guys in other leagues don't want to do that because that's, you know, not how they roll. For us, it's like the norm. It's what we've always done. And then the other,
well, they can like roam, right? So if you take away,
exactly, yeah.
You don't want to trade roaming for, trying to get a sack.
But then the other thing is the fact that, like, pockets don't. For the quarterback, a pocket doesn't form because the defensive tackle just ruins it. Like, it would be fun to be able to step up into an actual pocket, like an outside rusher comes around the edge and you have to step up and then you make your throw. I think that would be fun to see a true pocket. And you kind of get that when there's no user rusher, but I don't know. I just, the offensive lineman and defensive lineman interaction is just horrible. And it's, like I said, insta-shed. If you can't insta-shed this year, you will never be able to insta-shed because it is the easiest. Even if your guy doesn't have the right trait, the high finesse or power moves, you flick the stick and you're gone. So, at least in my opinion, I don't, you know, in bracket, you three actually are some of the best at it because you guys have all had monster seasons with your 3D tackles. I don't know. I just feel like every time you know it's a run play, you got to get in there and do that. What I like, this will be short. I don't know. Maybe, I guess the downfield blocking is kind of cool. You can kind of read blocks downfield and make moves. That's probably where I'd be at. I don't really like anything else. Like, you can't. There's no aggressive catch with big receivers. There's, you know, I don't know. The playbooks are cool. They definitely added a lot more playbook stuff, which I think that will be a big bonus going forward every year. I think that'll be what they keep building on. But yeah, I don't, you know, it's a good Madden. It's a good, like, the game is fun, but it's because of, like, the league, I guess, you know. I don't know what then we'll end on this topic, but, like, the last thing is, you know, next year, supposedly, NCAA comes out. Do you guys think it's a good idea to run the league side by side? Is it something that will ruin the XFL experience? Will it enhance the XFL experience? Where do we stand on that, Brackett? Let's start with you.
So, I'm in for it. I think that it'll add another layer of things that we can do. I think that it creates a lot more work, but I think that that's something that we can kind of navigate with. Maybe have somebody that's responsible for keeping the NCAA in check. But being able to add the draft classes of guys that have been playing for three seasons, I think one of the coolest ideas we've had.
Yeah, Chris, what about you? Is it too much of what could be the exact same game, though?
In theory, I love it. Like he said, now we actually have true scouting and the storylines you get out of that and the content, because at the end of the day, we are content-driven. And I think it adds so much, but at the same time, I just wonder how you can even do it. Like, does that leave? Yeah. Do they operate on our schedule? They want, like, their bowl games, they just have to wait after that? Or I guess they could be handling all their recruiting while we're catching up to them or something, or I don't know. I think, how you do it in theory, but it sounds sick.
Off the bat, before we get to Glock, I think we would start the, because college would come out a month before the pros, before Madden. And so you'd get like a season or two or a season and a half into the college.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Madden drops, you'd already have a draft class ready.
Oh, so they don't even really need to run side by side, because save all the draft classes.
Yeah. Running
close
enough.
We get to them when we get to them.
Exactly. And then if Madden started catching up, it'd kind of be like, oh, let's everyone focus on this one for a little bit, you know. But you'd give yourself a head start, I think. And it's less games. That's the other thing. College is only, you know, at the most, what, 13, 14 games, where pros, you know, more weeks. Glock, what about you? Where are you on this?
I like it. I think it's a good idea. I think, like Grizz and Kevin both said, it's going to be a lot. But I think if we were going to run them side by side and have, you know, an XFL NCAA league, we could knock two birds out with one stone. We could kind of treat it as a dev league also, I think.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And just kind of have a dev league and an NCAA league, you know, and then obviously I think the best thing to do is have a separate, you know, have a separate staff team like we did, but let's manage it a little bit better. You know what I mean?
Dude, imagine our wait list is chilling in the non-Power 5 conferences. Like, you're rolling in Eastern Michigan.
I'm interested in how many guys want to run both leagues, how many guys want to leave Madden for
That's what I was about to say.
And are we
going to
have different rule sets? You could test stuff in that league, or you could just have, I don't know, a different rule. It's kind of like college, so you could, like, loosen up the rules, maybe. And
It kind of depends how similar it is to Madden, I think. If it's literally, like, the same game, you know. But I think you'll see different playbooks. I think you'll see a lot more, like, you know, like college, some colleges, dude, you're not even under center at all, you know? Like, I think the one knock I would have, going back to what Brian said, draft classes. The last time Madden let you export classes into it from NCAA, it was all fucking random. Like, you would have, like, this 99 speed receiver in college, and all of a sudden you'd get to the pros, and you're like, fuck yeah, and you draft him, and he's like 91 speed. And you're like, wait a second. Like,
ruins the fun.
Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. So if that was the case, I'd be pretty pissed. From the insider scoops we've gotten, though, the two modes are going to be synced together. Like, it will be, like, so it sounds like that won't be an issue, but who knows? I just think it would suck if, you know, you draft who you think is going to be the next Tyreek Hill, and he's 81 speed or 85 speed, and you're like, okay, then, well, this 5 foot nine guy is useless.
And to that point, like, to use one example, so say you're in the college league and you're like, this, like, to remember what happened with Van, and he drafted the DT, said he was going to have a trait, but he didn't have a trait. Imagine if, like, this NCAA thing fixes it. He has it in NCAA, so you know he has it in Madden. And so
If done right, it could be pretty cool. My expectation will be, you know, the second year of it is probably the cooler one when they work out the kinks. And I can only imagine when you import a draft class, it makes your whole file go corrupt and Madden, and who knows what you run into. So we will be taking that on cautiously, because then you're also throwing in, you're probably going to have crossplay in both games. So you're probably going to have servers are going to be working some serious overtime. So who really knows what's going to take place? But I think it could be a cool idea. I also think it'd be fun if everyone started out as, you know, two-star coordinators. You have to work your way up, because that'd be sweet to get job offers and race to see who could get to better schools and all that stuff. And I think keeping on coach firing would be the way to go in college too, because then you'd see guys move around more. And then the coordinator carousel, if you guys didn't play Matt or NCAA with Denard on the cover, the coaching carousel in there was kind of cool. hit certain goals, get offers, and it was kind of fun. So if done right, it could be really cool.
You mentioning like job firing, it'd be kind of interesting to take it and make it like the Premier League and like to completely eliminate tanking and force losses in Madden, like the bottom two go down to college and
something like that. Where real firings and promotions happen, where you know teams go up and you know snag a up and coming college coach, and you know somebody gets you know after losing to Rob twice, Glock gets sent down to. You know,
you could like it would have to be people that are in both leagues and they can like opt into it to start the cycle, you know, and then you know you could be safe from it if you just always want to do your thing, but have some guys on this relegation promotion list would be kind of fun
because it would be cool to everyone's guaranteed a spot just in the college league, like you don't you're only in one of them at a time, you know, or maybe you're just a roster filler in the college one once you get promoted to the pros. It would be interesting to see what would happen. I don't know. There's lots of options, and we'll see what's at our disposal. I can tell you this. It's going to be sick. watch out for them. Watch out for them Ducks. Sorry, Quacks. You're going to have to move on to a different team,
been,
bro.
I've already been talking to them. They like what we're doing at UTSA.
Oh, that. Oh, boy. Oh, all right, fellas. So I think we can go wind it up here. I do think I like to see the energy and excitement in chat. I, you know, no knock on Jiggy, but I think it was a good move for the league, and I think it got everyone, you know, the morale is up. And I think, you know, when you have positive morale, games get going quicker. And I think, you know, even if you lose a game, you still, you know, you look at the season outlook and you still got a chance. So, like, you know, pretty cool. Thank you guys for all the participation. Thank you guys for hopping on this podcast tonight. And Grizz, sorry about your loss with the Eagles there.
Thank you.
You know, it happens. All right, fellas. We are good to go. Craig, you – oh, I got to get ready. Craig, you are out of here. Peace, fellas.